Welcome to Acorn to Oak with Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy. Within each acorn, there is the DNA that strives to be a mighty oak tree. All it needs to reach its potential for greatness is to be activated. You are the acorn. On this show, we will share with you the tools and guidance you need to grow into the person you are meant to be. And now your host, Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy.
Hi gang, nice to see you, or to hear you. It's great to be here. I'm just going to pass over to Matthew so he can talk whilst I just finish doing a couple of the logistics.
Excellent. So good evening everybody. Hope you're well, or good afternoon depending on where you're listening from. Hear that somewhere, some parts of America have actually got the first signs of snow, so that must be exciting, although that does bring the cold snap with it. So we are fast approaching winter, unfortunately, but still lots of fun to be had in winter. So on this show, we're going to be covering some current situations that's been in Penny and myself's life in the last sort of couple of months. For me, in the last week, or rather 2 weeks. And that's the subject of moving. And the reason we wanted to cover this is because something we've both put into place when we're thinking about any current situation or any situation we'd like to change in our life is the laws that obviously we've been covered in some of the last couple of shows. So we really wanted to sort of put it out there and talk about our experiences and how we've applied those laws into something that we've wanted to manifest. And when you do that, just how fast and how efficiently these things can work. When you've got the power of the universe on your side, things can manifest very, very quickly. So to talk you through what's current in Matthew's life, well, obviously I wasn't here for the show last week, which was a bit of a shame, but I was actually moving at the time, and it all started for me around a certain situation that came up in my life. I was teaching a class, and it was sort of, you may see it as an irrelevant situation, but a person within in my class did some outrageous behaviour, and it brought some stuff up within me, and it just brought to the surface that actually I'm really not happy where I was living at the time, which happened to be close to this person. And it was just, it really gave me such clarity that actually I needed to move on from one part of my life. There's been lots of different parts of my life that have accelerated and changed in many incredible ways, but my living situation I hadn't really delved into. So when it came up, I obviously, the first thing you do is you reflect on it and reflect on your emotions and work through that and work out why it is that it's bothering you so much. And it wasn't the situation and that person. They were simply serving me with their behavior. I gained clarity around a move that I needed to make. So I sort of started looking for places. The first place I looked for was the place I ended up with 7 days later. So I basically, from when I decided that I was going to move to getting the keys and signing the papers, was 11 and a half days. And it was because I used all the laws, and obviously doing the shows with you guys, it was bringing it back to the surface for me and making me realize that actually we can manifest everything or anything that we would like. But it's also interesting how much that process can bring stuff up for you along the way. And if you're not aware and connected with your sort of emotional self, just how stressful the time can be, when actually the experience I had was very quick, very easy and very little stress. So it's just wanted to sort of put it out there that that's the basis around what's been happening in my current situation, and obviously I'll cover and expand on that. But there's lots of different sides to the process, and very much the first is being very, very clear on what your preferences are, and it's you can make a quick decision, but it's not making a rash decision, and it's really, really going with the feeling rather than the thought. Because if I had gone with what my mind was telling me at the time, it would have been lots of statements around, oh, would you, but you're settled where you are, and it'll do for now, and it comes up with all these rationalizations as to why you could stay or you could sort of not move. So it very much I go on the feeling, and it's just being very clear on what your preferences are, because your head will tell you lots of things, but actually your heart intelligence will tell you your needs rather than your wants. And ultimately, if you go for your needs, you end up with more than you actually went for in the first place. So,
yeah, I think that's really true, Matthew. It's really quite interesting. You know, as I said in the write-up, you know, we've both moved houses, and you know, there's been clearing clutter over the last few weeks, and it's been, you know, it's been an exciting journey for both of us in different ways. Lots of different insights, pitfalls, clarity, frustration, and resolution, really. And
yep.
You know, if we open ourselves up to change, you know, as unsettling as change can be, you know, we embrace, and when we embrace it, it allows miracles to manifest. And, you know, your move within 11 days is quite astonishing. I haven't quite completed that. You know, obviously, I mentioned before on the radio that we sold our house within 48 hours. So we had the photographs taken, and it was the second person on the second day who actually bought the house, and yeah, managed to put us, both myself and my husband, in a little bit of reaction, because the completion happened really quickly as well. So we were suddenly found ourselves homeless about 3 weeks after the whole process. And we've been doing Airborne ever since, and we've been touring in the West Country in England, looking for a place that we would like to live, because we can live anywhere. We're in this amazing situation where we both work virtually, and I, you know, I work virtually with people, with clients on Skype, but I also run workshops and do retreats. So it's a condensed amount of time, so that I'm actually working. So or physically being needing to be in a certain location. And most of the retreats that I do, obviously, are residential. So I go on retreat with a client base, and we are there, and I'm basically cared for whilst I'm on retreat, i.e. I don't have to cook. You know, there's a great retreats and great food and amazing stuff. And then I travel back to where I live and pick up my daily life. So it's an amazing lifestyle that I actually have, which is something that I've manifested over the last 20 odd years. And it's just looking at it and realizing that, you know, with working within the framework of the spiritual laws, that you actually can create the life that you dream of. But sometimes the challenges that are thrown you is when we think a process is going to take a certain amount of time, and in fact the universe gives us that manifestation within days, or even hours, days, maybe weeks sooner than we think it's going to arrive. And that's when our conscious minds can go a bit crazy and try and make that wrong. Whereas in fact, it's exactly what we've been trying to manifest. It's just the speed with which the universe works sometimes can take our breath away. And then we need to stay really present within self so that we are not made breathless by it. We actually can breathe through it. We can enjoy it. We can embrace it. And we can be in awe that miracles can apparently manifest with surprising ease. And I know that obviously Matthew and I do talk not just on the radio show, but we do talk away from this. And it reminds me of the last two laws that we didn't actually manage to cover during the spiritual law radio shows that we actually did. And the last two was the law of grace, which is, again, we're talking about the law of grace that we both experienced over the last few weeks, both Matthew and myself, that, we think that the law of grace is just something that is a bit woofy and not actually something that can turn up in your life. And for me, it's the WD-40, which allows things to manifest with absolute speed and precision. And, it's one of the things that we forget, that, our soul has accepted the opportunity to incarnate on this planet to learn and experience emotions and the physical body. If we so allow it, it's when we resist grace that we actually look at it and realize that we're doing ourselves a disservice. And, when we offer grace out with compassion and mercy and empathy and forgiveness and unconditional love, that's when things really begin to change for us. And every time you open your heart with compassion, the love that emanates from you grants someone else grace, and it grants you even more grace within the universe. And the attitudes that may take place or are released, which are deeply held fear, leads to a huge physical healing and allows us, as I said, to move forward with amazing high frequency and vibration, which transmutes an awful lot of the fear of, oh my word, what if this doesn't happen? As I said, for me, when we were decided to sell our house and move, I just kept on visualizing. I didn't visualize a for sale sign. What I actually visualized was a sold sign. And within, there was never a for sale sign put up outside our house. It was just a sold sign. It was sold within 48 hours, and bang, it just went from there. And as I said, it probably put me into a reaction for a little while, because I suddenly realized the amount of clutter that we'd got stored in our loft, and we were going to have to clear out that clutter very, very quickly in order to put our possessions into storage whilst we decided to look around the country. So, those are some of my experiences, and I know that Matthew had a very similar experience, because of your garages and some of the stuff that you had, which I think you're probably still clearing through, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely. One of the things that I was looking for when I was looking for a place is I've got a lot of stuff in storage. I've got all sorts of toys in various different places, I would say is the most appropriate way. I've got various motorbikes and go-karts and all sorts. And I just went in total reaction because I decided to move. And the one thing the place didn't have is huge garage space. So I suddenly realised that I had to condense three garages into one garage space for now, until I can find somewhere local to sort of store it. And it's, again, it's not an issue, and it's just that whole when you decide to make a decision, I like to call it the monkey mind, because the monkey mind will come up with all sorts of scenarios and fears, and it's unsure and all this sort of thing. And that's just the way the brain works. And if we made every decision in our head, then that's when we actually suffer. That's when we're making a decision from something that doesn't have a feeling center. It's a computer, and it's very black and white with its decisions. So that's very much why when I'm making a decision, a life decision, is checking in with my heart, because your heart will give you a yes or a no, or a statement or a command or an agreement or a disagreement. It's one or the other, but it's the feeling. And it's whether you should go with something. It's your intuition. So for me, it was fear came up. Once I made the decision, it was sort of fear came up, and it was very much about if you worry about things and you allow the fear in, it's just sort of like praying for what you don't want. So once you've made that decision and you're clear on it, just be aware that it is a process, and things will come up to test you. And very much some of that is just from our own minds. It's the what ifs, and it's like the brain wants to know every little detail, whereas the heart only needs to know if it's meant to be or not. So for me, once I gained that clarity, I was aware there was going to be some processing. Quite how much I didn't sort of count on, but again, it's just allowing it in and seeing it as an experience, because you can get what we say in the UK is to kill two birds with one stone. And not only did I get into move into a lovely new house, but I actually got a lot of gold on the way, a lot of personal gold and a lot of lessons, because it's allowing it in. And you discover so much about where you're at right here, right now, where you see yourself going. And it gives you so much more clarity around your life when you realize that you can manifest so quickly and so cleanly. It just opens so many doors, and it's one of the most amazing experiences. And when you let the process in, you can gain so much gold. So we're coming up to a break, and I'll continue after the break.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays, at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life, ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs, and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak, we know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
1 in 3 adults has pre-diabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has pre-diabetes, with early diagnosis, pre-diabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
Hi, so we're back. And we were just talking earlier on about finishing up with the laws of higher awareness. And I was just saying there was one more law, the law of one, to cover. And it's really interesting when you look at, again, I will say to my client base and my students, you know, there is only one of us here. And they all look at me sideways with profound doubt until I explain what I'm talking about. And it's usually, you know, I would explain it, you know, if you're flying above the clouds, there is only glorious sunlight. Below the clouds, there is shadow and light. In heaven, there is only light. On earth, there are experiences of dark and light, and that's what makes us differentiate between different aspects of duality, which comes from free will, which we experience on earth. You know, beyond the fifth dimension, there is only light. Whenever we, you know, where we are all perfect, everything is God, and we are all part of the divine. Duality is merely a means of a learning experience so that we can expand our own personal life. You know, if you're in a loving marriage and you're separated from your partner for any length of time, you don't lose connection. You're always connected with every thought, every aspect of self. Life offers us this illusion that we are separated from God, but we're not. We are all part of God. God is part of us. You know, there is only one of us here, whether we're Christian, Hindu, Buddhist, Muslim, Jew, Sikh, black, brown, yellow, white, male, female, you know, heterosexual, homosexual, you know, whether we're vegetarian, you know, whether we're rich or poor, we are human and we are divine. And one of the things, you know, one of these, this law helps us to realize is that if we're unloving towards other people, then who are we actually being unloving to? We're being unloving to ourselves. If only humanity could get hold of this and realize there's only one of us here, there would be no war, there would be no poverty, there would be no starving people, there wouldn't be any child molesting, because we would be doing all of those things to ourselves. So why would we behave in such a self-abusive way? You know, and it really allows us to remember that we are a family. And we are here, you know, it's all of us or none. You know, we all get to feel happiness or within some aspect of ourselves. we are unhappy, then, you know, all of us are unhappy in some aspect of self. And, you know, when I try and explain this huge spiritual concept to people, you know, I just try and get them to think about there but the grace of God go I. You know, how would I like to be treated? And I treat other people the same way as I would like to be treated, with compassion, with love, with understanding, with a bigness of thought. So, you know, when we look at going back to this moving scenario that both Matthew and myself have been going through, you know, it is time for change, not just for ourselves, but for other people. And, you know, in raising our vibration enough to take on new aspects of self within the move, within the change, helps us manage change within our own lives and embrace it and not fight it and not resist it, but open to change and just go, you know, here is an opportunity to have an adventure that I've never had before. I wonder what it's going to bring to me, what experiences, what different aspects of self I can polish up as I'm moving and as I'm changing. So it's a very exciting time. It does bring insights, and there are pitfalls. You do make decisions when you're moving sometimes. Maybe that wasn't the most enlightened thing I could do, i.e., you know, one of the things that since living out of a few suitcases, I've looked at it and gone, oh God, I should have brought my swimsuit, or, you know, so that's some of the frustrations of, oh, I should have brought a swimsuit. I've got three or four packed away in a different box, and I ended up yesterday going and buying a new one because I wanted to take my son swimming, and realised that I hadn't packed it in my suitcase. But there you go, such is life, and some of these things can lead to slight frustrations, but what it actually does is just remind you that some pitfalls are just there to rise above. So anything that you've forgotten to pack or you've thrown away,
Matthew? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it, as well as obviously bringing up lessons, it's just when you really allow the process in, one of the other things that it brought up for me was seeing some of sort of sides of behaviour that I didn't sort of necessarily like or didn't think I necessarily needed to do any more work on. And on a much grander scale, when you look at how people keep themselves sort of small, that's very much what I was doing. I wasn't allowing myself to expand and say, actually, I want a detached house in the country and I want a big garden, rather than, oh, well, I'll settle for a flat. It's the keeping yourself small. And that's very much one of the big bits of gold that I got from the process. But the first part of the process doesn't feel good because you're sitting there and you've got two choices. You can either, what we say, acorn to oak, is suck it up. It's kind of like you've noticed some of your behaviour has not been helpful to yourself. Just be grateful that you noticed it. Then it's about reflecting on it. Rather than going into the mind and beating yourself up, I can't believe that I could have done this years ago. It's all the regrets and the could have done's and the shoulds and all of that. It's seeing straight through all that, because that's just the mind stuff. And it's seeing straight through that, and again, using the heart and working with that and going, what's the gold I can get from this? And it is very much, for me, it was around realising what we are, what we're capable of, and actually there is no issue with wanting some of the finer things in life, if it's genuine. As long as it's for yourself and not everybody else, then it's genuine. If you want something just to look good for somebody else or to have a certain image, it's not necessarily going to manifest. But when it's pure and it's just because you, it's a preference of yours, it'll come very quick. And it's so some of the things that come up you may not necessarily like, and it could put you in a reaction. But it's about, just as Penny was saying, it's like breathing through that and going with the heart and seeing what the feelings are. It made me realise just how much, as a world, we hold ourselves back. We're very good at talking, but then following it up with an action, that requires work. And that's generally where a lot of people will sort of be surprised when things manifest quickly, because they're so used to sort of saying, oh, well, I'd like that, and I'd like that, and I'd like that, and well, I want that, and none of it comes, that when genuinely something, it's a preference and they're coming from heart space and it happens real quickly, it can be surprising. But that's when you know it's something's meant to be. When I started the process, it was, I asked for the universe's help. It was very much, if I'm not supposed to move, block it. Give me a sign. Let me know. If this house isn't meant to be, then block it. And what it did for me was it helped me work through letting go of stuff. So it's very easy when you think, if you saw a car in a showroom, that if you walked past Ferrari showroom and saw a car and thought, oh, I'd love one of them. It's a preference of yours, and it's being clear on it, and you get so many sort of lessons from it. And one of them for me was attachments. And it's okay to want to have a preference around something so that you can enjoy it, but it's when you've got an attachment to it. And it's a real tricky process. It's something that I did really struggle with, because how do you get excited about something that you want to manifest without having an attachment to it? And it is very much just being clear on what you'd like to manifest, and then just literally just saying to the universe, I give this up. And it really helped me deal with the sort of, I found the excitement attachment very much best friends. And it's something you've got to be real clear on, because if you do have an attachment to it, for an unhealthy reason or for a reason which you need a lesson around, you're not going to manifest it. So for me, it brought up a lot of stuff around having an attachment to something and how to effectively use that in a process, not only for myself, so that I'm not sort of worrying, going from sort of worry to excitement, but to actually quicken the process up. And having an attachment to something will slow the manifestation down. And if it's not pure, then it will take longer. We have another saying in Acorn to Oak that light travels at the speed of light. Shit travels at the speed of shit. So if you're not 100% clear and it's a little bit dirty or a little bit sort of murky, you're not going to manifest it. And many times I found in my life that I've manifested things, but it's been very, very slow. And generally, just before it does manifest, I've got a lesson around what I could have dealt with before. So again, knowing how the universe works and lessons and that sort of thing, just being very clear on it and use the whole process, because it'll make you discover also other parts of your life where you're not necessarily giving your best. So we're very easy to give out to other people and want to help other people, but taking care of self is for me the most important thing, because
it's a definite art. It's I think, you know, again, people get caught up with, you know, well, if I'm thinking about myself to this extent, isn't that being selfish? And, you know, unless we look after ourselves, We cannot look after others. If we do not love ourselves, then we cannot effectively, unconditionally love others. And I think, you know, this is one of the things. And, you know, for me, you know, as I said, you know, I was selling a house within 48 hours. You know, the real estate people were just, it's unheard of to sell a house so quickly and to get the price that you want. And it wasn't like we discounted it much because we couldn't, you know, obviously we're buying another house. So we needed the resources or the funds to be able to buy a new place. So it's really quite interesting when people say, you know, it's unheard of. Well, one of the things is it's our mindset that, you know, says something's going to be impossible, whereas in fact it, you know, you're again challenging yourself to make the impossible possible. And it's just mindset, and it's just realizing that having a positive mindset will help you through a good 75% of the resistance and the blocks that we tend to put in front of things. However, 25% is stuff that, you know, we're carrying, and, you know, we haven't done the internal work we need to fully manifest something, as Matthew was saying. When something doesn't manifest, it's not because the law of manifestation doesn't work. It's usually because we're blocking it through some of our own beliefs and our own fear. You know, remembering what fear is, it's false evidence appearing real. It's our own fear and our own personal beliefs and values and lack of inner work that is stopping us from manifesting what we actually dream to manifest. And so when people turn around to me and say, well, you know, the law of manifestation is pants, it doesn't work. And I will smile wryly and basically say, uh-huh. Well, actually, you know, the universal laws are, in, you know, finite. And they will work for everybody and anybody. You know, you don't have to be someone special. You can be anybody on this earth. If you're using the law successfully, it's going to work for you. You know, if, however, you're thinking you can flirt with it or manipulate it or make it your own, then you've seriously got to look at some of the inner work that you need to go through and change some of your beliefs and your values, and look at raising up the vibration of what you're trying to create in order to manifest what you would like to achieve. So, you know, one of the things about, you know, for me, this is why I think, you know, the laws of the universe are a roadmap to how you can effectively work within the structure of universal law, and therefore not keep on beating your head against a brick wall. And again, I know one of my favorite sayings, and I know it's one of Acorn's Wake's favorite sayings, it is from Einstein. And Einstein basically said, you know, the definition of insanity is to keep on doing the same behavior but expect a different result. You know, in order to get a different result, you have to change your behavior in order to do that. So that's nicely brought us up for the next break, and we'll see you after the break.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak, we know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy, and you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
So, welcome again. Oh, hiya. So, we've been talking about finishing up with some of the laws of spiritual laws. We've also been talking about change. We've been talking about the moves that both Matthew and I have been experiencing. And I'll tell you, down in the West Country, it definitely rains more than anything anywhere else, I think. I've suddenly come to this conclusion. It's a beautiful countryside, but and it's very, very green, but it takes a lot of rain to make that happen. So it's a beautiful coastline, Cornwall. It's very rugged and it's got lots of different bays and it's spectacular. And I hope we'll find the right house for us. But it's also, you know, when we're looking at change, we're looking at what we want to manifest. It's how do we do that? How do we do that specifically in our lives? You know, there's an awful lot of different spiritual teachers, gurus, all sorts of different people peddling their wares and telling you that they've definitely got the answer for it. And they've got the answer and the roadmap and everything else. And, you know, some of this we need to look at it and just go, it's a marketplace. And, you know, the marketplace can feel quite chaotic and quite confusing and very, very surreal on occasions of, you know, what can I believe? You know, here's people turning around and saying men are from Mars and women from Venus. And, you know, you should be listening to this and this teacher is fantastic. And it just gets so, so confusing. And I think the most important thing is to go for people who you resonate with, that you feel there's some type of resonance, some type of energy that really begins to excite you and you go, actually, I want to hear more from this person. But don't expect everything you read to be the truth. You know, start really beginning to hone in on, you know, what Matthew was talking about earlier on, you know, that heart space. what hits you in the heart, what, you know, what will resonate with you is what your heart believes is the truth. And, you know, not every truth is going to resonate with you. Not every person or every teaching is going to resonate with you. And you have to, you know, again, an easy way of doing this is just putting your hand on your heart and asking yourself that question. Is this the truth for me? Is this going to serve me right here, right now? Because sometimes, you know, we talk about going into reaction. Someone will say something to you and you will immediately go, well, they're wrong. Whereas in fact, what's going on for you is you're feeling challenged or a change, a coming change that's coming up for you challenges you. And the only way for you to feel safe at that time is to make that person wrong or go, no, I'm not ready for this. Instead of actually saying, you know, is this the right time for me to be doing this? As Matthew was saying, you know, if this move is not right for me right here, right now, universe, just block it. Okay. And it happened really quickly for him, you know, in 11 days. You know, again, for me, it was very much of, you know, we decided that we would try and sell the house. And if we sold it quickly, then we knew we were on the move. And it happened very, very quickly. So we knew that the move was right. And at the moment, you know, both Luke, my husband, and I are going through a period of slight frustration because we haven't found the right place for us right here, right now. But it will manifest, and it will manifest, and we will recognize it as soon as it does. So is there anything else you wanted to add to that, Matthew?
I think very much just enjoying the process. Obviously, as Penny said earlier, we speak off the radio, and I think that what's become clear for me on your situation is a lot of people would be sort of worrying about the what ifs and we haven't found a place, but it's very much like enjoying it for how it is. So for me, yes, it was very quick, but I had some of the worry at the start, and it was just kind of like just enjoy it, because the process is happening because it's meant to be, and you can just sort of almost detach from it and just enjoy it. It's when you complete on something and you realize that you've manifested it, the relief that comes with it and almost some disbelief as well, like, wow, that was real quick. And there's still a part of you that can't believe it's happening. For me, I think it took probably 48 hours, maybe even longer, to feel settled, because there was still a part of me. I mean, obviously, you get used to going to a new address, but it just didn't feel real because it was just too, I say too quick, but it wasn't. It was absolutely perfect. So it's just very much enjoying the process. And I've spoken to a lot of people that obviously have said around manifesting, like, oh, well, I've done it a couple of times and it worked. And then, well, I did it again and it didn't work. And almost making it wrong. It's kind of like the universe is very patient. And when you ask for something for the first time, generally to prove itself, the universe will step up and it'll allow it. But if you keep asking and asking and asking and you're not prepared to understand more about the universe, because when you start, for me, it was quite early on in my journey, but manifesting was something I was told about before a lot of my sort of deep work. And if I tried to manifest some of the things that I have in my life now, back then, no way would I have been able to manifest them, because there's so much that I had to learn about myself and my behaviours and change them to then be able to manifest clearly. And that's generally the bit that people don't like, because our egos like to think that we're already perfect and we've had a bad time and we're allowed to be like this. We have a right to be like this because we were treated badly, and that's that. And that's a very interesting point of view. However, it's our responsibility in this lifetime to deal with whatever we need to deal with and be proactive around it. And when you are, there's a lot of, I know, fluffy bunnies in America or Love and Light here, where they like to sort of say, oh, well, I've been through a terrible time, and oh, well, I can just let it go and I'm healed and everything will change. And it's kind of like, for me, it's like, wake up, Moonbeam. Unless you put the work in, your life's not going to change. And you can ignore it and turn away and be reborn or be a new person or whatever you think you could do. But actually, the only real way to make life work for you and work spiritually is to do the work. And it sounds very difficult, but actually it's very, very easy, because you find once you're playing within the boundaries, you only have to do 20% and the universe does the other 80. And when I learned that, it really, really hit home, because I realized that actually I was doing my personal work, but my life was expanding and changing in so many ways that I wasn't trying to manifest. It was just happening. And it's like when people say, oh, life just happens to you, it's like all this stuff came flooding in just purely because I made the decision to take responsibility for my actions and past behaviours, tell myself the truth and actually change that. And
it is amazing.
Such a powerful formula.
It is absolutely amazing when that happens. And when you know, that's the secret, you know, is that if when we step up to the plate and we really mean it. And I love the way, thank you for talking about Moonbeam. Listen here, Moonbeam. I love that. Yeah, but it's true. It is the truth. And it's, you know, when we take responsibility and we use our responsibility for our own actions, and we step up to the plate, and you know, we suddenly realize the universe has come in and is doing 80% of the effort for us to be successful, to be thought leaders, to be whatever it is that we have decided that we are going to be, because this is how we honor our best part of self. You know, we end up doing 20% of the effort and the universe does 80%. I mean, what an amazing, amazing equation to realize. And it is astonishing. But if we don't step up to the plate and we don't decide to make some changes, and we don't challenge ourselves with some of our bad behaviors and maybe some of our mindset which is limiting us, then nothing will change. And you know, and then that's what people get uptight about, is I've put in all of this effort and I'm not changing, but they're not focusing on what they truly need to focus on. And this is the thing, that you know, they're getting distracted by all sorts of things, and we have plenty of things in society today in order that can distract us so easily and so quickly. And this is why it's so important sometimes to find a guide that can help you with your next best step. And I would highly recommend that everybody who listens to this decides to find a teacher or a guide which can help them gain clarity, who can help them move through some of the stuff that is limiting them, so that, you know, they are not, you know, so they can remove or release any blocks to stopping them manifest the life that they would love to live. And, you know, I know, you know, obviously I've worked with hundreds of people in my life exactly doing this and helping them to achieve their next level of being. And it is so important because, you know, as Michael Caine would say, you know, this is not a dress rehearsal. This is it. You know, this is the only life you're going to have in this body with this, these different situations. Yes, you know, I am a great believer in reincarnation. Yes, however, this is the only time with the name that you've got this time, you've been given this time. And it's this is the life in which you can change the balance of what you're receiving and doing. And it is a life that you can go for gold. You can go for gold in this lifetime if you so wish. And when I say going for gold, I'm talking about becoming enlightened. So, you know, maybe these are some thoughts for you. Really enjoyed this session. I hope you've enjoyed it too. And we'll see you next week.
Great to speak to you, everybody. Look forward to seeing you next week. Take care.